City People's latest project is a COVID-safe option for our urban landscapes. Want to dance for winter solstice? It's an interactive art installation that invites you to bring the city to life through art, music and dance in one of Sydney's distinctive urban laneways. It's a collaboration between some of leading designers, sound artists, choreographers and dancers. Want to dance? It enables people to dance in our public spaces, and this is part of the reactivation initiative by City of Sydney. Now, we had an opportunity to talk to the director, Michael Cohen, on to find more about what Want to Dance is all about. And here we hear now.
Want to Dance makes me feel free.
Want to Dance makes me feel inspired to, like, do something like that with maybe a house or a place and get other kids to dance.
We like it because it's very interesting.
Like spontaneous.
Spontaneous. Uh-huh. And I feel like we...
And I think it's fun because, like, we can dance all together with
With strangers. Yeah.
And yeah, but we can, like, have fun together.
Want to Dance is a project that is art installation as well as being an event or an activation. Three hoods that look like one of those sort of exhaust vents that you see out back of your local takeaway, but they've been, you know, sort of playfully reimagined by the one of my great collaborators on this project, a guy called Chris Fox. And so he's played with this idea of exhaust vent and created us three of these vents that poke out the back of a building in this laneway in the Haymarket. And when you approach one of the vents, you can hear a little bit of music and a sign flashes at you that says, "Want to dance?" As you draw closer, you step underneath the hood and it becomes a kind of dance floor for one, or one plus a friend, or sort of thing. And there are three of these hoods next to each other. And so this little laneway of the Haymarket has become this temporary sort of outdoor dance club. It's fantastic. Project was conceived at the end of last year, and it was due to be part of the Lunar New Year. And it was part of the whole revigoration of the city. And it was funded by the City of Sydney early on, and it was in partnership with the building that we're at the back of, which is the Museum of Chinese in Australia. That's an emerging cultural institution in Sydney. And Tyson Coe, who's done the music for us, we were playing with that, I guess, demographic from early on. We were thinking about, okay, it's Haymarket, it's Lunar New Year. This was our early thinking. And so there's a bunch of K-pop and J-pop and C-pop sort of tunes in there. Of course, Tyson ended up doing the music later down the track. And so it's not, it's by no means a kind of K-pop homage, but K-pop is still in the mix there, which is really fun. But I don't know if any of you know Tyson's work. He's a really eclectic programmer, and they are just these great tunes. There's kind of something for everybody. The other night there was a bunch of Syrian people walking down the street, as it turns out, and Faraz, who's one of our dancers, was there dancing, and he's Palestinian by background. And the track came on that had that kind of beat for one of those traditional dances. And this whole family of about 15 people, men and women, they joined in with Faraz. And so we had this kind of great sort of, Middle Eastern dance vibe going on. And then a few tracks later, we were in K-pop, and then we were in disco. Just kind of, it takes you on this great whole musical journey. I mean, I think, there are some restrictions around the DA that we had to do to get this work up that mean that it can't actually, it has to be a temporary work. But we're looking at other places where it might go in Sydney, and there's definitely an interest in it from a couple of places close to the inner city, or part of the inner city. So I think if it goes away, it's likely to pop up again somewhere else, because I think there's a definite, and it's a work that you know, will do better the longer it's up in some ways, because it needs that word of mouth, and you need to be able to just pop down there with a few friends after you've been out to a restaurant and just have a bit of madness in your evening. Because we're you know, what we talked about last year when we were talking about events and things like this is that we, first of all, everything went digital, arts went digital, and that is a reduced and sometimes poor cousin to a live experience. And then everything went ticketed, and that has its own problems, because it's, you know, we kind of still need to have free association. We need to be able to be in the street and have a random experience and have art and culture be a part of that. And so I think, you know, COVID is not going anywhere fast. And I think things like this work and other things like this that allow us to be in our cities and engage with our cities through arts and culture and be freed up from the restrictions that we have to work within are really important. Parker Lane is this kind of very nondescript little laneway that you wouldn't really know about. It's down that end of the Haymarket near the Capitol Theatre. It's a laneway that runs behind a combination of a KFC, two brothels, three hock shops, a Thai massage place, and Bingley. I think, you know, so it's really kind of classic southern end of the city vibe.
On a lighter note, Michael, how would you describe your personal style of dancing on the street?
Look. I have to say, and this is a dead giveaway, and I probably shouldn't be saying this, but I had a very formative time with Tears for Fears in the late 80s. And I think my dance style, I realised this, has been influenced by that track, Mad World. Yeah. Anyway, that's fitting, isn't it? All around me are
Michael Cohen, director of City People and creative producer of Wanna Dance for Winter Solstice, talking about the Park Laneway project, which is on now. And the music has been curated by one of Sydney's music programmers, Tyson Coe. You might actually know him from Loose Joints and our sister community radio station, FBI. Now, the soundtrack commences each day with a meditation before roaming through various genres of dance music from around the world into the night, encouraging workout sessions, ballroom step-throughs, nightclub fantasies, or whatever the listener desires or what you kind of walk into. Now, it extends over 9 hours of music, so you could be there for quite some time if you wanted to listen to the complete session. So to step along direct this June, or if you want to find out more, visit citypeople.com.au.